in slave population growth. This is Rabbi Kenneth Chels. In this talk, I explore population growth of the enslaved populations in Egypt and in America's southern states. Towards the end of the Seder, the author of the Haggadah summarizes the Exodus story with four verses, Devarim chapter 26, verses 5 through 8. These were recited word for word by the bearer of first fruits to God's chosen place. Its recitation begins with, You shall then recite as follows before the Lord your God. My father was a fugitive Aramaean. He went down to Egypt with meager numbers and sojourned there. But there he became a great and very populous nation. Now, God expands on the meaning of the phrase meager numbers, bimsei ma'at, by citing Devarim chapter 10, verse 22, that establishes the starting number as 70. B'shivim nefesh yordu avosecha mitzrayim avyata samcha Hashem elokecha kikalkvei hashamayim arov. Your ancestors went down to Egypt 70 persons, and now the Lord your God had made you as numerous as the stars of the heaven. The population became atzum v'rav, strong and populous. The proof text, Shmos, chapter 1, verse 7, characterizes the explosive growth. Uvnei Yisrael paru v'yishutzu v'yibu v'yatzmu b'mod ma'od v'timalei ha'aretz osam. But the Israelites were fertile and prolific. They multiplied and increased very greatly, so that the land was filled with them. The family of 70 descendants of Jacob experienced explosive growth that frightened Pharaoh. More than 100 years later, a Pharaoh began the oppression and enslavement of their descendants. By the time of the Exodus, there were 600,000 military-age males and an estimated total of more than 2 million Israelites. The Bible uses a multiplicity of verbs, paru, vayishutsu, vayibu, vayatzmu, to convey this amazing growth. As if that were not enough, the text repeats the adverb ma'od, saying that they increased ma'od ma'od very greatly. Professor Nechama Leibowitz characterizes this unusual sequence of words as a concentrated crescendo, serving to emphasize the extraordinary population explosion. These verbs could likewise apply to the birth rate among enslaved blacks. According to the 1830 census, the slaves' birth rate averaged more than 8 children for women of childbearing age, although an estimated 1 slave out of 5 died in childhood. The colonials imported and enslaved an estimated 400,000 Africans during the 17th and 18th centuries. The peak decade for importation was 1761 to 1770, with an average of almost 7,000 Africans per year arriving in the Americas. The first U.S. census, that of 1790, reported 757,208 African-Americans. 20 years later, the census in 1810 reported 1.37 million people, a number that nearly doubled the earlier account. 50 years later, long after the slave trading was made illegal in 1808, the 1860 census counted approximately 4 million slaves and almost 500,000 freemen. The American colony's enslaved population was unique in that it was self-sustaining due to the natural population growth, as was the case for the Israelites in ancient Egypt. All other slave populations, however, were compelled to rely upon a steady flow of new imports to satisfy their demand for slaves. For example, in 1834, Great Britain freed their 781,000 slaves in the British West Indies. But this vast number was less than half the total of 1,665,000 who had been imported earlier. The concluding phrase from the Torah text cited above, "Vatimalei ha'aretz osam," the land became filled with them. Commentaries offer different interpretations of the word land. Mose referred only to the district of Goshen, but the Nativ opines that the Israelite population had expanded well beyond the boundaries of Goshen. One interesting interpretation claims that this phrase, "the land became full of them," reflects the Egyptians' perception. Wherever the Egyptian went, they saw Israelites at the circus, the bathhouse, and so on. Centuries later, in America's 1860 census, enslaved blacks accounted for at least 44% of the population in each of six southern states, from South Carolina to Louisiana. In Mississippi, slaves constituted 55% of the total population, and in South Carolina, the proportion rose to 59%. Truly, the slave states were filled with them. One can well imagine the ancient Egyptians' resentment towards the Israelite population that threatened their nation. In contrast, slave owners benefited financially from the growth of the enslaved population. They grew especially concerned when the enslaved population exceeded the number of whites, as in Mississippi and South Carolina. Thank you.